so glad they're able to join us today. And I believe we are going to be starting with Prem Rajgopal, who is from Fox Chapel Area High School. Is that you, Prem?
Yes, sir.
Hi, thank you for holding on for a little bit as Jim talked about Amsterdam. So, Prem, you are at Fox Chapel Area High School. What have you been covering so far or observing as part of One Young World?
Well, the whole process has been just magnificent. I've seen so many speakers, and they've all really had an effect on me that I've never seen before. Right now, I'm working on a piece on computer literacy. Traditionally, people like to think of literacy as not being able to read and write, but there's so much more to it now in our ever-changing world. If you think about it, being able to use a computer and the basic skills is such a vital part of the everyday life of someone in this ever-changing world. And you got to think, like, in a lot of countries, there's really no access to knowledge on computers. And the spread of this education is a huge part of education in general.
So the idea when you talk about knowledge of computers, it's not computer programming or it's actually
right.
Knowing what a hyperlink is, to click on a link on a website, or knowing how to get to a website, or knowing how to open and close documents.
Right. So it's all these basic things that to us Americans just seem second nature because we've gotten so used to them. I know in my life, I use a computer every day for most everything, and all these things that they just completely seem normal to me, and I just know what to do. But for many people, these are this technology is something they've never seen before, and as it's becoming more and more widespread, just knowing how to incorporate it into one's basic life is really important and interesting. Hearing the perspective of all these people from different countries has really been inspiring.
Have you seen or heard any delegates talk about ways to level the playing field with countries that have less computer literacy than others?
Yeah. Well, actually, one topic that was kind of brought up was trying to spread, like, not necessarily widespread computer usage to more rural areas, but the idea that education in general could be facilitated and improved through usage of all these new smartphones and technology that really aren't that hard to get a hold of. Now, in a lot of countries, the infrastructure really isn't built up for this usage due to, like, electricity and problems with just not being able to keep a computer stable. But in general, the spread of this computer technology is just completely taking over all these areas, and I really don't think that the resources are that hard to provide.
And probably there's a payback. If these countries are able to operate more efficiently or more directly engage citizens,
definitely
the investment that's made in technology immediately comes back, I would think.
Right, and it can be incorporated in almost every part of their daily lives. And the pen and pencil are really getting replaced with a smartphone, and just incredible to think how many smartphones are out there in the world. Even we come across a really impressive fact. In some regions, the literacy rates of just reading and writing are so much lower than the smartphone owning rates. So people are owning these phones whenever they can't even read and write. So it kind of shows that this technology is kind of spreading knowledge itself in ways that maybe the classroom that are really under-resourced can't develop.
So we need to maybe find a way to have apps that help with literacy, and they probably exist, but with not with computer literacy, but with, you know, reading and writing. Maybe that's one way to combat that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the delegates was actually talking about a program. He's a programmer himself, but he's trying to spread a usage of kind of computer programs to supplement the educations that are in some African communities where the actual in-class teaching isn't able to really hit the students as well and be as effective due to lack of resources in general. But using computer programs and stuff with smartphones, you can really have like a tutor at home where you don't need to have the manpower that's required normally for teaching.
Interesting. Well, your story will be up later today, I hope.
Right.
Great. Well, Prem, anything else you'd like to say? I think we're going to talk with Winona next.
No. Okay.
Oh, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. Well, I just think in general, the whole process of this One Young World Summit is incredible. We're seeing all these speakers who are telling great stories, and these delegates from all these different countries who just have something to share that's we really don't get a perspective of in our everyday life. And I think it's just incredible.
Yeah, I agree. It's filled me with a lot of wonder, but also a great deal of hope, too, seeing everybody together. Thanks, Prime.
Right.
And we're going to talk next.